It's Wisconsin Today. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers have 9 days to pass a funding deal in order to keep the federal government running.
And while the clock on this Congress winds down, Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is hopeful two pieces of bipartisan legislation can make it through the House of Representatives. The bills passed the Senate with unanimous support.
One would help expand high-speed internet in rural areas. The other requires American taxpayer-funded inventions to be manufactured in the U.S. and not by adversary nations.
I talked with Senator Baldwin yesterday about the final push for these bills and Democrats' priorities with a government funding deadline looming and a second Trump administration taking office in a matter of weeks.
Well, there is a sense of urgency to finish some unfinished business that has to get done before the end of the year, and to also act still on as many of President Biden's nominees for crucial positions that may have recently become vacated or are, you know, in process. So that includes federal judges. We want to confirm the remaining judges that are queued up, and a couple of very important commissions or agencies like the National Labor Relations Board. But the unfinished business that must happen before the end of the year include a continuing resolution funding the government through mid-March, as well as an emergency spending plan to deal with the recent emergencies like the hurricanes that came through Florida and North Carolina, the fires that ravaged Maui now a couple years back. And those are the things we hope to do before all is said and done at the close of this year.
Well, let's turn our attention now to some pieces of legislation that you're leading. You co-sponsored the Access Rural America Act with Iowa Republicans Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst. It unanimously passed the Senate. How could your broadband access bill bring high-speed internet to more people in Wisconsin?
Well, and this is especially focused on rural accessibility of high-speed internet. So in many places, especially in rural communities, they are served not by the giant telecommunication companies, but by small telephone co-ops that were founded in some cases over a century ago to provide telephone service, but now are the lifeline to provide high-speed internet to rural communities. And we know today that access to high-speed internet is, it's not a luxury. It is actually a necessity for Wisconsinites to work, to attend school online, to run their businesses, to manage their farms. And so right now, some of these very small local providers are dealing with the same regulatory paperwork that the multi-billion dollar telecoms are doing. And that shouldn't be the case. And so I was proud to join forces with my Republican colleagues, Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley, to try to relieve these local telecommunications co-ops of the regulatory burden that they're facing that makes it almost impossible for them to fulfill their mission of extending high-speed broadband to their areas.
Another bill that you've sponsored that passed the Senate, waiting for action in the House, is the Invent Here, Make Here Act, targeting American taxpayer-funded inventions to be produced in the U.S. Why did you want to prioritize this legislation?
You know, we have seen, sadly, some instances where our tax dollars have funded research and development that has led to breakthrough inventions. But instead of commercializing those inventions here in the U.S., we've seen examples where, for example, a Chinese company has licensed the technology. I'll give you a specific example. Government-funded research helped develop a breakthrough battery technology. This is a battery that could hold enough energy to power a home, a household. And instead of these batteries becoming a great American success story, a Chinese company was able to buy the technology. And these batteries are now being manufactured in China. I think that when we use taxpayer dollars to invent things, to make discoveries, to find cutting edge innovations, that whatever possible, we should be commercializing and scaling up those breakthroughs here at home in America.
Can you talk about the bipartisan nature of the bill? You co-sponsored it with Senator and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance of Ohio. Did you work with Vance on the specifics of the legislation?
I did indeed. In fact, this is how I operate is when we have a new class of senators after they're elected and sworn in, getting settled, I seek to meet with folks who may have some issues and interests in common. I looked at the fact that Ohio is also a manufacturing state, and just like Wisconsin, and we would have an interest in making sure that manufacturing takes place in America and not and that these taxpayer-funded inventions are not being licensed and manufactured overseas. And so we met, we talked about this issue as well as several others. And by the time our meeting was over, we had pledged to work together on two bills. And that is what I do, because I want to deliver for Wisconsin. So I look for senators, especially across the aisle, who may have similar interests in fighting for their states or industry within their states, or agriculture, for example, within their states. And that's how I find my partners, if you will, on legislation.
Senator Baldwin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that was Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin. We talked about her bipartisan priorities in this period before the start of a new Congress.